This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Melissa Block.
And I'm Michelle Norris. Only the weekend remains between today and Iowa caucus day, and the race there for the Democratic presidential nomination is much too close to call. The latest tracking poll from Zogby International shows John Kerry now in the lead, with longtime frontrunners Howard Dean and Richard Gephardt just a point behind. John Edwards is only 5 points back. All of the candidates are crisscrossing the state today, trying to shore up support, and win over the one-third of voters who say they're still undecided or only softly committed. David Yepsen is watching all of this. He's a veteran political columnist with the Des Moines Register. He says it's unusual for so many of Iowa's voters to be undecided this late in the campaign.
I think it's for a couple reasons. First of all, Democrats in Iowa, and I think generally around the country, are fairly angry with President Bush, and they really want to beat him. And so they're looking for that perfect candidate. And in Iowa, all four of the leading contenders have all done a good job. And it's simply a banquet of choices that Democrats have to make. And so many of them are waiting until the very last moment to decide who is going to be the best candidate to defeat George Bush.
What are you seeing with the Kerry and the Edwards campaign? Do you really sense a shift in momentum when you actually go out there on the hustings with those candidates?
Oh, I do. You can see it in the candidates personally. They're energized. You can see it in their people. They're excited. Whereas with the Dean and the Gephardt campaigns, it's very much of a matter of, boy, we wish this clock would run out because they're a little worried. John Kerry has sharpened his message. He has stepped up the amount of time he spent in campaigning in Iowa, and he seems to be a pretty good closer here. John Edwards, I think, is getting a lot of traction by making the point that he could be a Democrat who might be able to carry some states in the South. And to those Democrats who want to win, a fresh face from the South who might be able to pick up a few electoral votes down there has a lot of appeal.
Now, the two candidates that were leading just 1 week ago, Howard Dean and Richard Gephardt, have spent time away from the state in this last week leading up to the caucuses. And you noted in one of your columns earlier this week that that's a risky strategy for them.
I think so. I mean, I think on caucus night, the winner is going to be decided by a few thousand votes. And somebody, if Dean or Gephardt does not finish where they need to be, which is in first place, and they miss out on that by a few hundred or a thousand or so votes, I think they'll kick themselves for the rest of their lives for not having been here. The only advantage to being away at this point, Michelle, is that it does enable your staff and your organization to focus on turning out votes as opposed to moving a candidate around with all that entourage and advance work that has to go into organizing rallies. So there is some organizational upside to getting the candidate out of the way.
And talk to me about the organization. What are you seeing in terms of organization on the ground? Because that's really going to be important on caucus night in making sure that folks show up at 6:30.
Howard Dean has a young organization. It's very new. They're very energized. Dick Gephardt's organization is essentially a labor union organization. He's got endorsements from about 20 international unions. They've got 95,000 members in Iowa. A total of about 120 to 130,000 people are expected to show up on caucus night. So if Gephardt can just get half of the membership of the unions that have endorsed him, he should win.
It seems like every 4 years we have these conversations about this is a campaign like, you know, no other. And there's something that defines the campaign, you know, every cycle. But you've been watching this a long time, David. Do you sense that this really is different this year?
It is in several regards. I've never seen Democrats as angry and focused on trying to beat a Republican president. There's more candidate time, more money, more staff people, more advertising being spent in this state. You can go into any coffee shop, and people who aren't really particularly active in politics are interested in politics, and they're talking about caucuses. I passed two homeless people on the street the other day. They were arguing with one another, and I kind of perked up, and they were arguing about the merits of Kerry versus Dean. So it is just everywhere in this state right now.
David, thanks so much for talking to us.
Thank you.
David Yepsen is a political columnist with the Des Moines Register.